Davey, what's been your highlight?
Oh my goodness, Paddy, I wasn't expecting that, even though it's on the agenda.
It is on the agenda.
The highlight of my season is obviously winning the league. But if you want to pick
a specific moment
highlight for me, you probably got the audio of Chris Higgins scoring in that double header weekend in Nottingham the weekend we won the league. That for me just summed up the emotion I had for the team, the excitement, just the energy that was in the away fans that night. It was just an incredible thing to be involved with.
4 minutes and 12 seconds left of the game, and Belfast Giants have made it 3-1. I'm here with David McGimsey. David, give me your thoughts on that goal.
Then Belfast Dancing does it again, gets 1-0. Chris went K-1. Greg Kowalski, where were you? Pucks behind you, see ya.
Lots and lots and lots of emotion here. Belfast, I've got one game down, maybe only two to go. League champions in the making, 4-12 left of the game. Nottingham Panthers 1, Belfast Giants 3. Unbelievable, great goal.
Coach, that one moment this season that's made you smile.
I saw that on the agenda. I was having to think through it. Obviously, as Davey said, winning the league that night was just remarkable, and I was so annoyed that it didn't make the trip over to Nottingham for that weekend. But anyway, a personal highlight, and I think it was the point, Paddy, where I thought to myself, do you know what, we've got a really special team this year. And it was captured on audio on Giants Live with myself and Murph. It was the Brayhead Clan game. I think from memory, it was
another one involving Chrissy Higgins there.
Yeah. It was
the Belfast, that's sick.
I think we were 4-2 down with like 4 minutes to go or something like that. We brought it back to 4-4, and then with like 6 seconds to go, you know, the commentary and all the rest, it just like Murph's, you know, Higgins goes for the bounce play off Kyle Jones and it goes in, and the Odyssey just went crazy because it was just such an immense comeback. And I think that was a mixture of the funny stuff from Murph, the whole good golly miss Molly, and the puck was bouncing around like a frog in a blender, and the atmosphere in the background, the screaming and the shouting. I think it was just that moment where I realised we've got a really special team in our hands here, and that was, I suppose, that was definitely one of my major highlights anyway.
What a game! We've seen it all! Giants still coming! They want to end it here in regulation!
Into the final 10 seconds, Murph.
Zajac Higgins! Can he get out?
Yeah!
Chris Higgins! Wow, the bounce play makes it 5-4 Giants with 6.1 seconds to go. Have you ever seen anything like that, Coach?
The crowd is alive here at the Odyssey, Murph. Chris Higgins has been superb all night long for the Belfast Giants. He's been my man of the match tonight, even though Colin Sheehan scored 3 goals. Chris Higgins has been superb. He's worked his backside off and he's got his just rewards coming up with what hopefully will be the game-winning goal for the Belfast Giants.
The puck was jumping like a frog in a blender and it found the good side of the goal line for the Belfast Giants. Chris Higgins will get credit for that one. They won't ask if it was pretty. They'll just know it was the game-winning goal. The clock ticks down. 2 seconds to go here at the Odyssey. Everyone on their feet.
Oh, the building's alive here, Murph.
Golly, Miss Molly, what a finish here at the Odyssey.
Yourself, Paddy, you must have something.
Oh, I've got, it's hard to disagree with either of those, but if there was one moment that actually just made me just chuckle and smile, Craig Kowalski has been the bane of the Belfast Giants for many, many seasons with the Nottingham Panthers. He's a fantastic goalkeeper, do not get me wrong. He is absolutely superb, and on his day, he's probably the best in the league. But to be beaten from his own, from the defensive zone by Robbie Sandrock at the Odyssey. And that's another bit of audio that's available on SoundCloud/AVFTB. But to be beaten like that, and then for Mick Holland to put it down to black seats, I tell you what, boys, I had a big grin on my face because we won that game by a goal. And it was a goal that was scored from a mile away.
Fantastic at the forecheck all night long. And the Belfast Giants, as you quite rightly say, coughed up the puck twice there.
4-on-4 hockey for 2 seconds, 1, and now
The penalty to the Giants is... Oh, goal! Oh, my goodness! Robbie Sandra! Inside his own blue line! It's made it 3-2! What was Craig Kowalski thinking? And the Giants fans are on their feet, and Kowalski skates away! You just never, ever see that! A nice hockey rink and shorthanded. Robbie Sandrock, I'm certain he was inside his own zone as he unloaded a shot. It just went, how did Kowalski miss it? It's 3-2 Giants. I just don't believe it.